Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, this is Pam Bright. I am with the Empower Me Show, and I am guest hosting for Dr. Pat today. I believe Dr. Pat is taking a self-care day, which is something that the Empower Me Show absolutely says heck yes to. So way to go, Pat. Take good care of yourself today and know that we love you a lot. And thank you for this amazing platform to be able to assist you, the listener, and in your transformation and in your life. So again, my name is Pam Bright. I host the Empower Me Show every Thursday at noon on the Transformation Talk Radio. And
Care Day, which is something that the Empower Me Show absolutely.
Oh, that was interesting. I heard myself at the same time I was talking. Well, that's okay. Sometimes that happens in the techno world. So here we go. So I am actually doing some channeling for you today. And we're just going to see what the energies want to do. They've been kind of weird already today and yesterday, but you know what? That's the world we're living in these days. So because this is a different kind of energy today, and one that is always a surprise, we're going to have a live call-in show for you. So you can call in and ask me questions, get a psychic reading from me, channeling. I do light language as well as cards and some other things that just kind of flow naturally from spirit. So would love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819 and just tell me what you need today. Are you kind of off physically, kind of dealing with some emotional baggage, feel like you're wondering about your life path, you know, whatever it is going on, just let me know what you need. I'm dealing with a little bit of excess physical stuff over the last week, but I'm doing great. So I'm right along with you if you're doing something physically to help yourself. I'm going to start out actually with a little bit of light language grounding for us, because that's really important for me as a host, and also really important for you, the listener, so that you can let go of anything that might be in your way right now that is distracting you from being fully present in this moment of time. So if you're in a position where you can close your eyes, that's really, really great, because that helps your body system to automatically go inward. If you are needing to be conscious and alert and driving or with other people and doing a job, then absolutely pay attention to that and know that the unconscious will pick up whatever is needed for you in the moment as you are doing your conscious life. So as always, I recommend that you connect in with your breath. Your sacred breath actually assists your body system in regulating blood pressure, in regulating heartbeat, in regulating the temperature of your body, all of the internal organs, helping them to function, helps your brain to receive more oxygen. All of these different systems work together as a whole. And so the breath helps to regulate all of the different systems of amazing life within you. So I connect into the earth as I connect in with my breath. And I ask the Earth Mother now to assist in this grounding and centering space. And I ask her energy to now come up through the core of her and allow her energy to come up into my body system now. Anaye kenaye kuladei. Nanaye nu nanaye unaye. Ooh, nanaye nanaye. And she's just telling me to grab my crystals that I have right beside me. They're my trusted friends and guardians and assisters in the channeling that I do. Na na ye na ye ku na na ye hi a na ye. Ha la na na ye hi na na ye a hi ue. So I have selenite. This is an oval shaped selenite. And I have a labradorite here, which is also a cylinder here, or an oval shape, two oval shaped connections here. The labradorite helps us to go within, really go deep within, into the core of the earth, into the core of the vortex, into the spiraling light dynamics of the quantum field. And the selenite helps with grounding and clarity and helps assist us in balancing all the different parts of us. So we thank these crystal beings for being so amazing at our health and well-being. And we ask the Earth Mother now to assist all of the body in accessing all of who it is. Who you are, who I am, who we are. As human beings. And as spiritual beings, as one. And so it is. And it looks like we do have a caller. I saw that flash come up. So who is our caller?
Yeah, we'll take Shelly, who's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. Hi, Shelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good Shelly. Morning. Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So for you, what is happening today that is something you want to celebrate, something that's a challenge for you, something that, you know, might be a little off that you're kind of wanting some assistance around?
Well, thank you. Kind of all of the above, actually. We have just a lot of activity, all positive activity in our family, but we've just got a lot of stuff going on. My mom passed away and we're working on her house. And I mean, we just have a lot of things. So maybe just a general energy reading.
Okay. All right. So how long ago did mom pass?
11 months.
11 months. Okay. So it does take a while, doesn't it, to kind of get all of the different parts taken care of when someone passes in the family?
Yes, it does.
What are the specifics right now that you're dealing with that passing?
Well, we're selling her house. We're updating and remodeling her house, and we're getting ready to put it on the market in the next couple of weeks. And, just finishing, you know, cleaning up the details of her life and closing out her life in every area.
I got it. Mm-hmm. So I understand. Anything else that you want to share with me about that?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So coming from my own experience with that, last year we dealt with my husband's we had to get his mom into assisted living and had to sell her home and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot to that. And that transition alone took us about a year to deal with. We also just had a memorial for my father. And so that was definitely a shift. My brother, thank God, he was able to take care of all of the details with that. But emotionally, it really takes a toll on the family system. And things that you may or may not have even realized were stressful for you may show up as that, or it may be totally relieved, as has happened for us in our home. What is going on dynamically with your family since the passing of Mom? Have you noticed a shift?
Yes, definitely. So I am the last. I came from a large family. When I think about Thanksgiving table, 14 people around that table, and now it's me and my niece, my daughter, my sister's daughter. My sister passed away also. And so that has been a shift. I feel like it's all of this responsibility has landed on me, although I have an absolutely fabulous husband who is taking point on the project of my mother's house, which I am eternally grateful. And so everything about this transition has been lovely. Her friends, her have come forward. We did a beautiful memorial for her in March, and friends came out. And so there's a lot of joy, and there's a lot of ease. And when you say relief, there is a lot of relief that my mother had passed, because she just was never going to get well. But that doesn't relieve my heart and the emptiness. Yeah.
Right. I understand. Were you and your mom close?
Very. Yeah.
So here's something that that I've been experiencing with my father. And I'm not saying that there's one right way or wrong way, but people experience grief in different ways. And even though there's relief that Mom is not suffering any longer in a physical body, there is that void that is very present for you, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So something that I'm wondering is, have you had any connection energetically or physically in your body system, in that connection with Mom since she's passed?
I think I have. I've been very, I have to stay busy, because if I'm idle, my mind starts to go 90 miles an hour, and I'm such a worrier. And I have really tried and worked hard at changing my thought pattern to not be in that fear mode of anxiety, and it's working. And but I think that I have had her presence around me, most definitely.
Great.
And I talk to her, and what is in my highest good? My question is, what is in my highest good to know about you? What is in my highest good for me to know what I should know about your passing? I found her. She had passed away in her home, in her bed, and it was a good night the night before to her not answering her phone and walking in and finding her. And I guess I just want an answer about that.
I get it. Okay. So yeah, when you've asked her, have you received any insight?
Yeah, I have. That quit asking. You're fine. Quit asking. You're fine. Quit asking the question and listen.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I get, just stop and listen.
Okay. So when you hear that from her, what goes through your mind when you hear that answer?
Comfort, because she always told me I worried too much and I overthought everything. So she would always say, just let it go. Be now. And
okay.
But what if?
Okay. All right. So she is now assisting you in this lifetime to let go of worry.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
So, and it's not something when a worrier, when someone deals with anxiety all the time and you tell them to not worry, like telling a human to not breathe, right?
it doesn't always
give us the comfort that we were hoping for, right?
So, no, it's deeper than that.
Yeah. So you might consider with mom, you might consider starting a further dialogue. Like, okay, so don't worry. So mom, what do you want me to know most right now? Mm-hmm. What is it that you really want to tell me right now? What's going to mm-hmm. be the best and highest for me right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very good. Uh-huh.
Okay. So would you like some assistance with that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's find out. What's going on, mom? What's mom's name?
Her name is Dee.
Dane?
Dee.
How do you spell
D-E-E.
That?
Yeah, I believe it's D-E-E.
Oh, D. Okay. All right. All right. So let's just connect in with D and ask her. So what is it that you most want your beloved daughter to know right now? What's the highest and best for you? Nenaya kenaya nahi nahi anehuye. I often use light language in my channeling because light language goes right to the heart and to the soul. And so it comes through into your body system to communicate. So it will connect with your guides, teachers, and angels, and they will assist with that interpretation for you. And I also work with a guide named Oren, who assists with light language transmissions and interpretations. So we ask Oren to now come in as well and assist with this communication from D. Nana yelahi chituna sena yehuna. So I'm seeing a lot of plant life around. Did she love the outdoors?
She loved her garden.
Uh-huh.
And it was, it was very, her landscaping was very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, of course she would be there then. Of course she would be there. She's connected a lot to the fairy kingdom and to the plant life. The fairies were master gardeners. So of course she would be with them. So we ask that the fairies now come in and assist. And tell me your name again, sweetheart.
Shelley.
Okay. So the fairies, I would like to know how the fairies can assist Shelley as well right now. Dee, how can the fairies assist Shelley right now? Oh, well, of course she's saying get outside. Get outside, yeah. Be with nature, be with the water. Definitely be with the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water is... The water is your conduit for your electrical body system, which connects mm-hmm. to the earth's body system. Mm-hmm. And so when you connect to the earth's body system and the earth's electrical system, then you are balanced. Nanaya titara hi unahi naye kunahiye. Anaye na ye na iu anaye ya anana yehi. So I keep hearing heart. Did your mom have a heart condition?
I think she may have passed from a heart episode. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Because I kept hearing heart. And once again, the body is our way. The body is a way to express spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're soul first. And mm-hmm. that's what she wants me to remind you of. We're soul first. So mm-hmm. she chose, you chose to come into a human form mm-hmm. so that you could experience all of your soul, mm-hmm. which is your connection to the Creator. Mm-hmm. And so our soul actually has a time, its own timeline of sure. when it's ready to transition. Mm-hmm. And it the body has to go through what the body goes through, the human self with mm-hmm. its egoic experience of emotions, which is not a bad thing. That's why we're here as humans, to experience mm-hmm. all of those things. And so, mm-hmm. and the soul is here to comfort. Mm-hmm. The soul is here to say, you're exactly where you belong. You're exactly where you need to be. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You're exactly perfect as you are. And what I'm also hearing is that I'm to remind you that you have a team of helpers mm-hmm. to assist you in this lifetime. Human mm-hmm. and non-human. And so call on your angels daily. Ask your spirit guides all the time for help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's their job, is to assist you. But they need you to ask them. Otherwise, they'll just watch you.
Right. Yeah.
They need to know that you want their help.
Of course. Yeah.
So the more that you ask, the more that you will receive mm-hmm. and the more that they will give. And so Dee is very, very much, you know, here to assist you now. Maybe even more than when she was alive. Because now she doesn't have the constraints of the human body.
Yes.
That can tend to get in the way of real, true soul connection.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So now, okay, she's saying you can connect to me all the time, but I'm also hearing mm-hmm. daily.
Mm-hmm.
So connect with her daily.
Mm-hmm.
And you might try different ways. You know, go out in the garden and mm-hmm. ask her how to do this particular thing with the plants, you know, whatever it is that you're like, I don't quite know how to do this part with this particular mm-hmm. plant or this particular flower. Mom, what do I do? And mom will come in and assist.
Yeah.
That's one great way she can do that. Another way you can connect with mom is through writing. I highly recommend if you've not done an official goodbye ceremony. I know you did in a memorial. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't like written a goodbye letter, that might be really cathartic for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful way to acknowledge the passing and to completion. Uh-huh. You know, when you have completion in your life, it opens up the newness for you.
Sure. That's very good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get a card. I've got two different decks. I've got Conversations with God and I've got Sacred Power Reading cards. Which ones speak to you the most?
Conversations with God.
Conversations with God. Okay. What is the best card for dear Shelley today? Let's see. This one right here. Call on me whenever and wherever you are, separate from the peace that I am.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's the message. Call on Creator, call on God, call on the Spirit of the universe, and that Spirit will answer. And that Spirit sometimes comes in the form of a flower or a rock or a crystal or a dolphin. Or your children, just be open and aware and acknowledge the presence.
Okay.
Okay?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
So can you leave your email with Benny, please?
Yes.
And then I can, and then we can connect after this?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Can you take that, please, Benny?
Will do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, Shelley, and know that you're totally loved.
Thank you so much.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, folks. There's our first caller. Thank you for coming to this show today. We are opening the phone lines for you to experience yourself as spirit in form, because that's the sacred journey, is how can I be a spiritual being having the human experience and acknowledge both at the same time, marrying the two together and knowing that I am fully embraced by all the support that I could ever need in this lifetime. So if that calls to you, please call me here at 1-800-930-2819. And let me know what's going on for you, because, you know, we're all going through something, right? We're all going through something, whether it's physically, like getting over some kind of cold crud, which I am. I'm doing well now, but oh boy, you know, we go through it, right? Emotionally, through the passing of a loved one, or a death of an animal, or a loss of a job, or a promotion, even a good thing in your career. You know, anything is possible, because we are here to experience every kind of experience that we can have. As long as we are open to that experience, we will get the lessons that are involved with it. When we resist, that's when we come up with problems and challenges and stuck energy, right? We want to open the energy up to experience all of who we are. And the less that we resist that feeling, that emotion, that challenge that's in front of us, then we really open to fully knowing ourselves and fully being able to express who we are to other people. So once again, I am Pam Bright with the Empower Me Show, filling in for Pat, Dr. Pat. She is taking care of herself today so that she can come back fully in her power and fully able to experience all of you on this amazing talk show. So we're going to take a break so that we can, you know, give you a little bit of information from the talk, Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and then come back and we'll take your questions, take your comments, take your suggestions, anything that you'd like on the show at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.LeahRowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Drina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Drina Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspectives.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the Merit for Life mindset.
And we're back. I am Pam Bright with the Empower Me Show, filling in for Dr. Pat today, who is taking a self-care day, which is really, really, really important, guys, for you to do for yourselves as well. If you are not taking care of yourself and making you the priority in your own life, then you are missing out on the fullness of being alive. So I highly recommend taking at least one care day a month, if not more than that. I actually take one care day a week for myself, which I really highly recommend. The less that you can push yourself forward and stress about life and worry about moving forward, the better you are in everything. Every kind of possible action and reaction in life that you can have. So when I was working full time at a job outside of my home, and I was working full time with other people in service, they were the most important ones for me to be focused on. Now, I'm my most important person to be focused on, and I don't say that as an ego stance, I say that as a self-care stance, where I check in with my eating, I check in with my sleep, I check in with my emotional needs, I check in with my family. I'm checking in on a regular basis to make sure that I'm healthy. I'm making sure that my connection with source is really important and solid. So what is it that might be a little off for you today that you could be assisted with in your life? If you want to call 1-800-930-2819, I believe is the number. It is up on your screen. then I can assist you in whatever you need. So I've got my trusty card decks here that I like to use for assistance. I've got my crystals, got my selenite here, and I've got my labradorite here, and I've got my sound items that work as well here. See, that might also come through as a helper. I just use whatever tools want to be used in a channeling session when I work, because energy is everywhere in everything. So when we can utilize all of the different tools that are at our disposal on a regular basis, then we are truly using everything that we've been given to assist us in this lifetime. So what is it that you want to talk about today? We just had a wonderful caller call in. Her name's Shelley. And thank you, Shelley. I'm so blessed to be able to assist you in your life today. And many blessings, and know that you are absolutely loved today by me and by many, many people that know you. So I will be reaching out to you to continue this conversation if you want to continue that. If any of you who are listening would like to reach me, you can reach me here at Transformation Talk Radio. I'm on the phone lines, as I said. You can also chat. I've got a chat line to be able to talk to me here. Or you can reach out to me privately at theempowermeshow@gmail.com or go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com and I will assist you there. I do a lot of different things to help you on your transformation journey to be able to access the emotional needs that you have, the spiritual needs that you have, the physical needs that you have, really all of the spiritual energies are at your disposal. You just simply need to ask that help to come. And they're listening, they're waiting, they're on standby, as I say, to help you. So you don't have to do life alone ever. You always, always, always can get the help that you need right now. So let's see what I can do for you at the moment. I'm going to pick a card. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick a card. And we're going to connect in with the energies that are listening to this broadcast. And see what energy help you get to have right now. First, I'm going to show you this, the back of this card, which is really awesome. This is the flower of life symbol. Move it a little bit so that you can see it. I'll go a little further. See that? That's a beautiful connection to sacred geometry. And let's see what we have here. Okay. Oh, self-love. Isn't that appropriate? So this is a being that's showing her light inside of her. So her light as a spiritual body inside of the human body. And you see how her light is emanating outwards, right? It's totally inside of her, but it's also shining outward to other people. So where is your light right now? How's your light body doing? Do you feel like it's dim? Do you feel like it's shining brightly? Do you feel like there's a little bit of bumps and darkness in there? What's going on with your light body? Let's check in, shall we? I'll just do some channeling with that and connect in with our light beings of the star systems, from the star systems. We're actually going to check in with the great central sun. Let's open that portal now from the great central sun and ask those energies from the great central sun to come into this vortex of energy here in this space. Enana ye kadaina. Na 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 na. Hey na hey na na hey na na yeah na. Well, these energies are very, very ancient. Very ancient, goes back when the earth was first formed. Anana hi nana ye, anana hi ye. So at the very beginning of time, there was nothing but darkness. Nothing but darkness, and then light appeared. Light appeared in the form of stars. And these stars emanated light for the first time ever. And that light shone on the earth. And there was no life yet. It was just this rock, as they say, called Earth. And from there, all these different beings appeared in the form of plant life and rocks appeared. And those rocks, as we know them now, are crystal beings. Crystals are very alive. We know that the crystals are alive because we connect to them. And if you allow yourself, your inner self, to really listen, they will give you information. And so those crystal beings are the ones that really, really want to assist you right now. They want to assist you. So let's see which one wants to assist first. Okay, this Labradorite wants to assist first in your earth walk. Okay. So for me personally, this Labradorite wants to assist me in my healing, in my respiratory system, in my nasal passages, in my heart, and in my lungs, assisting my blood pressure in regulating itself and my pulse. It wants to assist my brain. And actually, it's wanting to balance my brain, but it's also wanting to balance yours. So we're going to allow the Menahui now, who are experts at connection with the brain, to come in fully now and assist with this balancing of the left and right hemispheres. So I'm just putting this Labradorite right on my head, right in the middle of my head, in between both hemispheres. And when we go back and forth between left and right, we help to bring the physical memory of balance into our bodies. So you can do this anytime simply by crossing your left and right sides of your body. Kina, 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 kina. Enu, 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 yane, ya. This is considered brain gym. This is something that is a science that helps with balance in the body in all ways. So any time that you cross, you're helping your brain to activate all of you. Kenu, 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 hanaye, hanaye, hanaye. All right, so they're wanting me to remind you, especially those of you who are saturated with the advertising world, which many of us are, remind you that the remedies, the natural remedies of this earth are very alive and well. And they want you to remember that you have been given every single possible remedy that you will ever need access to. You have the ability to find those things that will assist you on a daily basis. Pharmaceutical companies actually create drugs that will help you heal But they, you are the healer. You are the one that accesses the healing. They are simply a band-aid for you to help you to get to your regulation of health in your body system, your homeostasis, if you will, inside of you. When you fully and completely connect to the God of your understanding, replace whatever word you need in that moment, whether it's creator, great spirit, universal mind, whatever that is, your higher self. When you connect fully with that and you allow all of the spirit guidance that's available to you now in to help you to have homeostasis within your body in every system, you will be given whatever food, whatever drink, whatever remedy you need. You simply need to listen and ask that health be the paramount force within you. You must desire that in order to create it. So that is the main message today from the Menahui, from the stars, from the great central sun. Thank you for being here. This vortex is now open for guidance from those that are listening. And with a breath that you are in access to, the breath breathes you automatically, but when you consciously breathe, it brings more awareness in to your being. So we do have a few minutes left if you want to call in, guys. It's 1-800-930-2819, and I am here for assistance if you need it or want it. If you want me to draw a card for you, I've got my cards here. If you want me to ask your guides to assist in your assistance, I can do that as well. If you have a question and need some guidance around, I can assist you with that as well. This is your show to be able to get the help that you need today for your well-being. This is what I do in life. This is what I do for fun. This is what I do for my life's work on the planet, is that I connect in with whatever energy wants to come in for you. I also use sound. We also have this lovely that I'm going to show you. This lovely is a hand pan. Pretty. So that's my hand pan. And that anytime we use sound in the body, it actually helps to shift the energy. So we want high vibration energy in the body to be really healthy. So when we deal with anger and fear and worry and doubt and anger and rage and all of those emotions, those are called lower emotions. Right? If we have a scale, there's a scale that somebody created so you can see it visually. Those are called lower consciousness vibrations. The idea that we want is to raise the vibration up. So there are many ways to do that. One of them is sound. One of them is through movement, like tapping. Tapping is another way to kind of wake up the body. So it helps to shift the energy in the body. We want to shift the energy in the body, right? Through breath, as I said, bringing in sacred breath helps to raise your vibration. Dance is another great way to shift the vibration and raise it up. And it's great, especially if you're feeling lethargic. to just get up and move, even if it's a little bit, it's going to make a difference. Using light, I use light quite a bit to shift my own energy. One of the things that I learned is, even if you can't physically see, for whatever reason, your eyes, maybe you're blind, maybe you have a condition where your eyesight is off, maybe your eyes are closed and you can't physically see light, you can still experience light in your consciousness. So you ask, bring the light to you. Simply ask it to be present. It is a consciousness that is here for you. So bring it in and practice this. Just do this and allow the light that is coming in with your breath. Invite it in. Invite it to fill up your whole heart. And then blast it out through your hands and your breath. And as you do that, you light up everything. You light up other people, you light up the waters, you light up the earth and her plants and her grasses and her trees and her wind. The wind moves the light around, right? Anything like that is really a wonderful meditation to practice. That's something else I do to raise my vibration up. Let's see, what else do I do? I use crystals, as I said. I'm currently wearing a hematite necklace, which is a grounding energy to help me stay in my body, because it's vital that I stay in my body to have this wonderful spiritual earthly experience. Stay in my body. let's see what else. Okay. Conversations with God wants to give you a message as well today. So I'm going to do this too. Anybody who wants to just chat in the chat box, you can do that too and send me a message and let me know what you need. We've got looks like we're running out of time, but if you do it quickly, I can get an answer to you. So you can do that. All right. Thankfulness, very important. Thankfulness is the most powerful statement to God, right? If you need to replace the word God with great spirit or great mystery or Jesus or Yahweh or Buddha or, you know, the next door neighbor, I don't know, something that is outside of you, that's bigger than you, right? That's what we want to work with when we say God. We want to acknowledge the presence of something that's outside of ourselves, right? Because if we're just living inside of ourselves and not connecting with anything else, then we're alone and we're lonely. So I invite you to allow, even if it's just a little smidgen of reality, of another reality to come in, then just open the door just ever so slightly to the possibility of something greater than you. That's my invitation today. So if you, once again, if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to the empower, empower, me, show, show, the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. And I will be thrilled to hear from you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.